Healthy, productive soils consist of roughly 50% solids, such as sand, silt, and clay, with the other 50% void. This empty void or pore space improves the soil's ability to take in water, exchange air, and support root exploration for water and nutrients. Researchers at SDSU recently demonstrated this soil porosity using X-ray technology. Soil cores from three different management systems were scanned, the first from a conventionally tilled corn-soybean rotation, another from a soil health system using no-till, diverse crop rotation, cover crops plus livestock, and the last from a native grassland. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly explains the differences in soil porosity demonstrated by the X-ray scans was clear.
The conventional system has less porosity, and the soil health system is nearing the porosity level of the native grass, but not equal to it. So you can see the great increase in porosity from the conventional to the soil health system. And of course, the native grass has a lot of pores. In fact, two-thirds of the native grass soil is pores.
The soil cores X-rayed came from fields near Salem, South Dakota, with Kurt Stiefvater managing both the native pasture and the diversified no-till. Seeing the results of the X-ray scans reaffirmed Stiefvater's belief in keeping soils covered, crop diversity, and livestock.
It was a little bit of a wetter ground, and now with the crop rotation, keeping living roots in there all the time as much as I can, allowed more water and air to get into the soil and flow through.
More water stored in the soil can greatly mitigate dry periods, improve water quality, and reduce soil losses from erosion. For the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.